with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Well, so Mick Jagger did his first interview since the heart surgery. Talked to a radio station in Toronto, Q107. And they asked him, I guess, what a day is like right now for Mick Jagger.
Well, this morning we're a bit of gym, you know, not crazy, but a little bit of gym and stuff like that. And then I'm going to rehearse with the rest of the band.
Okay. All right. He said he's feeling pretty good. And, you know, he hung in there for a 5-6 minute long interview. Sounded all right. So he's ready to go. Okay. And now Mick is married to, or his girlfriend is, I think she's in her upper 20s or low 30s. He's in his 70s. So I think Mick would approve of Dennis Quaid's new relationship.
Dennis Quaid has a new girl?
Dennis Quaid is 65 and he's dating a 26-year-old University of Texas student. She's working toward a PhD in accounting.
I thought the one Dennis Quaid had was as good as it could get.
They've been dating for a few months now.
Oh, the one he had before was, it's hard to move on from that, I would think.
Who was that?
Dennis Quaid was dating
someone.
Yeah, I think he was married to her. I mean, he was married, left her for this one, and then was with her for a long time. And,
this one is 26.
All right.
He's got nearly 40 years on her. Woodstock, you can forget about that thing. Watkins Glen International, where the venue where this is going to be, bailed. They terminated their license for Woodstock, so they're out of it. So the Woodstock 50 thing doesn't appear. Robert Plant was going to be in on it. John Fogerty, David Crosby, Canned Heat. And Hot Tuna was looking forward to playing their first gig in a long time.
Bummer. Where's the tuna band?
But none of that's going to happen now. And then there's this book from Bob Dylan's best friend. He's written a book, and it's called Dylan and Me. They've been best friends since the summer of 1953 when they went to camp together. Louis is Bob's best friend, Louis. And Louis says, this book is going to show you Bob's down-to-earth side. To me, he's always been Bobby Zimmerman. And these are all Bobby Zimmerman stories. Bob Dylan is his commercial side. I wanted to show a totally different perspective on him than anyone has ever heard before.
So, I make a great grilled cheese.
Rolling Stone says Dylan biographers have been approaching Louis for decades to tell his stories about Bob, but he's turned them all down. All the stories I'm willing to share in this book, says Louis, are stories that don't violate our friendship. They're the stories that show the human side of Bob. They make him look like one of the boys. The two were tobogganing companions growing up in Minnesota.
So there's no sex, drugs, and rock and roll in this.
Well, no. I wouldn't think.
So it's probably not going to make it into We Read, so you don't have to.
No, I don't think so. But the idea that Bob is tobogganing is kind of funny. Bob is doing...
And away we go.
The two formed a tight bond with a fellow camper by the name of Larry, and they ran wild through that camp in 1953, even barely dodging expulsion one night when they stole a counselor's car and tried to escape. Oh, Bob Dylan stealing cars. I can't imagine Bob running, just doing anything like really fast.
No.
When asked about the current state of their relationship, Louis gets a little vague with Rolling Stone magazine. He says, well, we're still friends, but we're not in touch like we used to be. It's been over 10 years since I've seen him in person. Wow. Well, what kind of friends could you be if you haven't seen the guy in 10 years?
Just spill the goods.
10 years. What happened is not something that I would talk to anybody about. That's between Bob and I. Oh, okay.
And so, why he didn't loan me the money.
Yeah, that's probably something to do with that. And that's why I'm writing the book.
Yes.
Bob wouldn't loan me the money.
That's why
I
got to
write
book.
The book. And that's the trash.